I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 4th, 2026. Coal volumes for two of the nation's biggest railroads are up from last year. As Curtis Tate reports, domestic coal shipments declined amid a flurry of favorable Trump administration policies.
CSX and Norfolk Southern reported their second quarter results late last month, including an increase in coal shipments. CSX coal volume increased 5% in the March to June quarter, while Norfolk Southern's increased 4%. Domestic volume was down for the railroads, while export volume was up. In a presentation to investors, CSX cited higher shipments of coal to overseas markets for steelmaking and electricity production. Norfolk Southern did not include those details, but the railroads overlap. CSX domestic coal declined 2%, while its exports increased 12%. Norfolk Southern's domestic coal declined 8%, while its exports increased 25%. Both railroads ship coal from eastern Kentucky to U.S. power plants and export terminals. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
The Kentucky Derby will be part of a new six-race championship series for three-year-old horses that's set to launch next year. Churchill Downs, which hosts the Kentucky Derby along with the New York Racing Association, announced the new series yesterday. It's not supposed to replace horse racing's Triple Crown, but The Athletic reports the series creation calls the Triple Crown's importance into question. According to the Associated Press, three of the six races in the new championship series will be held at Louisville's Churchill Downs, including the Kentucky Derby. Horses will compete for purse prizes at each race and for part of a $5 million prize pool that will award horses based on their overall performance in the six races. The series includes two of the three Triple Crown legs, but leaves out the Preakness Stakes that are held every May in Maryland. A new audit found Fayette County Public Schools' financial procedures lacked checks and balances, independent reviews, and board approval of significant budget changes. Jackie Starkey has more on the district's budget crisis.
Auditors with Weaver Tidwell summarized findings for the Board of Education Monday. They highlighted a concentration of approval powers within the district's finance staff and a pattern of staff members creating and approving their own budget changes. Holly Hart, an auditor with the Texas firm, said more safeguards are needed to ensure proper checks and balances.
About 94% of the FY 2025 budget entries used the same ID to both user ID in your budget inquiry screen to both enter and post those budget entries.
A sample audit of purchase card swipes found unexplained reimbursements, along with a lack of documentation and oversight. District travel policies for work expenses have not been updated since at least 2013. The audit also found staff bypassed approval for significant budget changes and transfers, instead putting these before the school board as information only. FCPS board chair Tyler Murphy said Monday a corrective action plan is needed. The district faces another multi-million dollar budget shortfall this school year. I'm Jackie Starkey in Lexington.
The U.S. Department of Justice has settled a civil lawsuit against Ascend Elements, the company once building a massive battery plant in western Kentucky. The company was accused of inflating the costs of labor and construction for the battery recycling plant in Christian County that would serve the electric vehicle industry. Ascend admitted to submitting false claims for reimbursements under a U.S. Department of Energy grant from 2023 to 2025 and will pay $7.5 million to settle the case. Ascend Elements has since filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and the construction firm building the Hopkinsville plant is the new owner. Litigation and changing market conditions have stalled construction of the facility, but the new owner says that it will be completed. Future plans for the site are unknown at this time. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.